Sarah Palin says she's going to spend the Memorial Day weekend, speaking of driving a lot, she's going to be on a campaign-style bus tour all along the East Coast. It kicks off Sunday in Washington and will make stops at a bunch of historic sites throughout the Northeast. Jordan Fabian, staff writer for The Hill and a contributor to their campaign blog. Jordan, is this the precursor to an exploratory committee to running for president?
A lot of people think it's a prelude to her launching a presidential bid, although I'll say that Palin's always said that if she decides to run for president, she'll do it in a very unconventional manner. So it's not clear that she's going to form an exploratory committee to run like some of these other candidates have. But I talked to a few Republican strategists yesterday, and they do view this as a serious step toward running for president.
And I got to ask you, how does the GOP feel about this? If en masse, if that's possible, are they worried about her running for president or looking forward to it?
I think a lot of establishment figures are worried about her running for president. They refer to her time in 2008 as the vice presidential nominee. She had her famous interview with Katie Couric, where she was really grilled on foreign policy topics and the news outlets that she consumes. And, sort of embarrassing for the Republican Party in their view. But there's a lot of conservative Tea Party activists and grassroots people who really want to see her get in the field. They like her energy. They like her dynamism. She really has the ability to raise a lot of money and fire people up. And that's what a lot of people are saying is lacking in this current field right now.
You know, there are a number of people who say that at this point there's not a Republican person on the slate who's capable of beating Barack Obama in the fall. And do you think that's the source of the worry among the GOP, that Sarah Palin isn't capable of actually taking the general election and would just make it worse?
Yeah, that's part of it. I also think that they're afraid that she would drown out some of the other voices that establishment figures think are electable, someone like Mitt Romney or Tim Pawlenty or even John Huntsman. She's very adept at getting media coverage. She often says bombastic things, and I think that some of the establishment figures worry that the media will be distracted from the candidates they believe can win and will cover her instead.
Well, she doesn't just say bombastic things, Jordan. She also tweets them and puts them as status updates on her Facebook page. Jordan Fabian.
Yeah, that's right. She's, as I said, in the beginning of the segment, she's very unconventional. And, this bus tour isn't the most conventional thing to launch a presidential bid, but that's what she'll be doing. And it starts this Sunday in Washington, D.C.
Jordan Fabian, staff writer at The Hill, talking about Sarah Palin's Memorial Day weekend plan. She's going to be on a bus tour along the East Coast. Thanks so much, Jordan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.